Daf is Daf Pei Zayin. We got to the Mishnah. We just did the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Beis.
I didn't do it. I have to do this.
So let's start with the Mishnah.
The Mishnah says in the Bama Pei Vav Amud Beis, Shnayim Sheshalchu Shnei Gitim Shavim. Two people send two exact gets, the same exact names of husbands and wives and cities, everything. It's two exact ones. But it's Arvu. You got mixed up. You weren't sure whose is whose. There's no way to identify. So what you do is, Nosin Shneim Lezu, Shneim Lezu. So husband gives both them to his wife, and the other one gives, the other husband gives both to his wife. So you're Yotze by one of them. Everything mamash the same. Exactly. There's no way to identify either one. So you give both, and you're one of them is going to work, and that's enough, as long as one of them is a good get.
You don't have to hold on to the get.
She doesn't have to hold on to the get, no. If she wants as a raya, she can. But it doesn't, it's chal even without her holding on to it. So the Gemara says, where he had the case, remember when he threw it and it got burnt along the way. So as long as it went to the chatzar, so that was good enough. The fikach, the Mishnah says, avad echamehem, if one of them gets lost. So then, hare hashini batu, we have to say the second one's batu, because you don't know which one's the right one. It gets too confusing. They're both batu, and rewrite two new gets. If five people write, five husbands write to five wives, they klal a general statement, the Gemara will explain what that means, within the get. Ish ploni megarish plonis, Reuven's going to get divorced to Rachel, uploni uplonis, va'edim milmat, and then they're edim below that, kulan kshem, all the above names are going to be kosher on one, this is one document. Multiple husbands can divorce multiple wives. Each husband has to take that same get, give it to his wife, the next husband has to take it, give it to his wife, and so on and so forth. But if it's Hayah Kosev Tofes, if a Tofes is written, L'chol Echad V'Echad, and the Gemara again is going to define what a Klal is versus what a Tofes is, but if it's a Tofes written to each individual husband and wife there, then the Halacha is V'Eidim Ilmata, and the Eidim, one set of Eidim are written below, Eshe Eidim Nikronimo Kasher, whichever Tofes, again we don't know what Tofes means, but whichever section the Eidim are read with, only that Tofes is Kasher, all the other ones are not Kosher. So where wants to know now, man, Tana.
It seems that it's the last one of them. Otozuk shechatimat ha'edim mikrat b'hemshech lo, d'hayim acharon shebahem azir kaptar.
Well, yeah, which is most likely the last one, whichever one it's, the Edom are read with it.
Right.
So if you have like five down like that in a column,
the one,
so the low.
The last one that shows up because they signed right below that.
Exactly.
They have to know him.
Exactly. Okay. So Gemara says, Man Tana, who is the author of this Mishnah? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Dilo Ki Rabbi Elazar, cannot be Rabbi Elazar, who holds Eidim Misir Karsi, why not? Di Rabbi Elazar, Kevin D'Amar Eidim Misir Karsi, Halol Yada Beheminai Kamagarsha, it's unclear who's being divorced. So what does that mean? So you need Rashi. Rashi explains, three lines from the bottom. Dilo Ki Rabbi Elazar, Ela Ki Rabbi Meir, must be authored by Rabbi Meir, why? Hilkach Kol Achas Mehen Miskareshes Bishela, each one divorces with hers. As long as she receives a get and there are two valid signatures, that's good enough. Remeir came into Lobay Eidim Misira Shapir Dami. He doesn't require Eidim Misira.
So it doesn't matter.
Right, called Gitin Nami Mishachas Moha Eidim Einim Yodin Lamina. You're not saying the Eidim never know who's being given to. They're writing in a room with a sofa, they sign it, and later on the husband gives it to the wife. They have no idea who the parties are. But as so, therefore, he's okay, even though the husband and wife doesn't know which get is the right one. As opposed to Rebbe Lazar, says Rashi, but ha lo yade, according to Rebbe Lazar, Eidim Esirah, Behue Minayo Migarshi, they don't know which one's the right get, and which one's going to be used to divorce the husband and the wife. Ve'ein zu nesina l'shma mivurers, and this is not a clear nesina. And according to Rebbe Lazar, Rashi explains, Rebbe Lazar, kevin de chasima l'shma l'boy, he does not require that the signatures be l'shma, he doesn't care about Eidim chasima. He understands the pasuk means akarchach l'shma d'chsi b'kra. When it says l'shma kasav la, that means akasav v'nasankai. That the ksiva and the nesina has to be given with l'shma. So the Edom have to see the nesina, who it's being given to. So Rabbi Elazar cannot be the author of this mission. He would not allow this two gittin that get mixed up. They would not work. But comes along the Gemara now, Abaya Amar Afilu Tamer Rabbi Elazar. Even Rabbi Elazar could be understood in this mission. How? Ema debay Rabbi Elazar ksiva l'shma. Nesina l'shma bimbay. He requires ksiva l'shma, and the kasav la refers to the ksiva. But there's no mention of nesina l'shma. Maybe it doesn't extend the l'shma to the nesina. Ein achanami, you don't have to know who's being divorced. As long as a divorce is taking place, not sure which get is the right one, that's enough according to Rabbi Elazar perhaps. So, not a raya that Rabbi Meir was the only author of this Mishnah. Mar now says, Chamisha shekasvu klal. The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Elazar maybe only requires ksiva l'shma.
Rabbi Elazar, we know he requires Eidim Chasima.
No, he requires Eidim Misira.
Right. Sorry, yeah.
Eidim Misira, who says Eidim Misira have to know which get is...
I understand, so he...
I saw him say, I saw that a get was given to right. Which was the first one and the second one.
Doesn't mean that he has to actually know.
He doesn't really know which get was the right one, but I know a get was given.
To them.
Was it the first one or the second one? Who cares? A get was given. Right. If it's lishma, then you have to know which get is beginning from. Fine. Gemara says now chamishik shekasu klal. The Mishnah says if there's this klal, this general statement, and a number of husbands and wives are listed there to divorce their wives, and then the edim are below, we said that's a good get. But if it was a toface, it was not a good get. So what's the difference between a klal and a toface? Hechi dami klal, hechi dami toface. Gemara says Amar b'Yochanan, zman echa lechulon zeo klal. If there's one date on the entire get that lumps them together, then that gives the ability for it to be one document for multiple divorces. But if it's zman lechulecher v'echer, it's written ploni ploni, this is the date. Ploni ploni, this is the date. You have separate dates for each line item, so then that's called zehu tofes, and that tells us that you're indicating that there's separate lines, separate gitin in one document, and it would only work for the last one that the edim are signed right below. Only that last tofes would have worked. So the distinction, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is it one zman or is it multiple zman? Reish Lakish argues, Reish Lakish Amar Afilu, even if you say zman echa lechulon, even if you write one date on top, that's also nami havi tofes. That's also considered tofes. And it's only one of them, only the bottom line that Edom are signed with work. The above items, the above lines do not work. So Ela Heichi Dami Klal, what's a klal where Rabbi Reish Lakish agrees that you could use one document for multiple divorces? The cause of anu plonu ploni, that we Reuven Shimon Levi are divorcing Rachel, Leah, and Sarah. Let's say Gershanu Nishosenu, we're divorcing our wives plonis to plonis. So you lump them together. It wasn't like ploni. It wasn't Reuven and Sarah, and then Shimon and Leah. It was Reuven and Shimon are divorcing Sarah and Leah. So it's really one unit. It's one line, and that's the case of a klal according to Reish Lakish. Gemara asks Maskevla Rabbi Abba, the Rabbi Yochanan, Damer Zman Echa Lechulam. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that if there's one zman, that means zehu klal, that's one get can be used for multiple wives. That's all-inclusive, that works. Leichash dilma ki chasmu sadi abasehu dechasmi. Maybe you should be concerned that when the Edom signed on the bottom of the get, they only had intention on that last line, Reuven and Levi, but no one above that. Milo Tanya, do not have a brace that says, Edim chasumim al shela shalom beget pasul. If let's say you have a get that says at the top that Reuven's divorcing Levi, hariat muteres chaladam, and then on the bottom says, hello, greetings, and then the Edim sign. So the halacha is that Edim, that get is pasul because it's possible the Edim are signing on the greetings below and they're not signing on the get above. So here it's also, the Edim are signing below the get. Maybe they're only going on the last line of Reuven to Levi, but all the other couples that are mentioned on top of that, they're not going on that. So the Gemara says, La bitmar Allah, Amr Rabbi, do we not have a statement on this line? Lididi mefar shali minay, was explained to me that Rabbi Yochanan sha'alu pasul vishalu kasher. If it says sha'alu, that's two separate lines, it's two different independent statements. There's hariyat mutash l'chaladam, and new statement, sha'alu, you say greetings, then that's pasul. But if you write vi with a vav, vishalu, and that vav achibur connects the two statements. So when there's a vav, the edim are signing on vishalu, mimele have to be signing on the get as well. That would be a kasher get. So to hachanami here, the chzibbe ploni uploni uploni. If there's a vav connecting each of the lines of the various couples, then the edim on the bottom will go on the other ones. But if it does not have a vav connecting each of them, ein hachanami, even if Yochanan would agree, it would only go on the bottom part, not at the above lines. Vesu, another question we have to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara asks, Damar zman lecholechad zeo tofes. If you write an independent zman, independent date for each of the lines, each of the couples, that's tofes, and the edim only actually are effective on the bottom line. So my ir yomishum tofes. Why is it only concerned of tofes? Typically, dehavile nichtav biyom v'nechtam b'layla. There's another problem we saw in the Mishnah much earlier, that if a get was written in the daytime, but it was signed at nighttime on two different dates, that's possible. So how could it be? Reuven, no, the first couple says the date is January 1st, and the second couple says January 2nd, and this other couple says January 3rd, so then it's signed on January 3rd. It can't work for January 2nd and January 1st because the signature is taking place on a different date. So it's forget the problem of tofes, it's a problem of being signed on a different date. So Gemara gives a very simple solution. Amr Le Mar Kishisha Bered Rav Chista Le Rav Ashi Hachi Amrinan Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Dichsibhu Bechad B'Shaba Bechad B'Shaba. They weren't different dates. First couple is being divorced on Sunday. The second couple on Sunday. And the third couple on Sunday. It's all the same date. You just write the date independently in each one, but it happens to be the same day. And later that day, on Sunday, the Edom sign. So that's not an issue of a separate date. If it had been different dates, Einachanami, that would have been an additional problem. But we've neutralized that problem. It all took place on the same date. And therefore, the only problem is the fact that you write separate dates for each of the line, it becomes Tophes, and the Edom only work on the bottom line, not the above the lines. So Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, the Reish Lakish, Amar Zman Echa L'Chulon, according to Reish Lakish, who says that even when there's one Zman, which covers all the different couples there, even that's considered Nami Tophes Havi. And what did he hold a klal was? What was the rule where the one document does work for multiple couples? When you write anu ploni uploni, gershanu nishusenu ploni suploni. So we, the various men, are exactly divorcing the various wives.
They are put together.
Yeah, plural.
Right.
We're doing it as a chabura.
Exactly. So nimsu, turns out, shtei nashim misgarshus beger echad. Turned out with one paper, we're divorcing multiple wives. Because what happens is the line.
That's a question also on the other one.
No. All the other lines it says Hariat Muteres Lachaladam. Reuven's married, divorcing Shim Sarah, and Shimon's divorcing Leah. Those are separate lines. Here we're saying Reuven and Shimon are Hariat Muteres Lachaladam. It only says Hariat Muteres Lachaladam one time. That statement is being done for multiple men, multiple women.
Right, right.
The other case is we're repeating that line separately for each couple. So that's lishma.
Is that it's independent, that it's on one paper. There are a lot of gittin written in one paper.
One statement.
Right, so it's considered one get.
It's one get. Problem is, the pasuk says v'chasav la, when that hariat muteres lechaladim is written, right, has to be lishma for one couple. V'lo la l'chaverta can't be used for Leah and Sarah and Rachel. It doesn't work like that. So Gemara says no. T'hadar kasav ploni girish ploni uploni girish ploni. So on the bottom you have to say, okay, now Reuven's going to divorce Leah and Shimon's going to divorce Sarah. And then they get back to each couple. But the fact that the top line say Hare Anu, that we, that lumped them together, and then later on you have to specify each line item. That's why the ksiva, the shema, is on the bottom, but ends up being a klal, since the top line of the get included them all together. That we, the 10 people, are going to divorce these 10 women. Okay, Gemara says, Amar Ravina Ravashi.
There's not any kinyan, like they made a kinyan and they can't give back.
No, yeah, actually, Ricky brought this up yesterday. Yes, it is. That they have to own the shtar, the get, to give it over. So after one man uses it, he has to now be machnin over to the next guy to own it, give it the divorce, and then machnin over to the next. Okay, I guess it could be a shayla. It's possible that the woman who receives it may not want to give it back. Right. She doesn't have to give it back to the next guy. Exactly. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina says, Ravashi, Maishna, why is this different? Mehod the Tanya, the Brisa that teaches us, Hakosev kol nechasa l'shnei avadiv, kanu u'meshachrin zedze. A person who writes all his property to different avadim, and you guys are also going to be free for yourselves, how does that work exactly? So that works. But it's all one get. How could you use one shtar, just like you can't use one shtar for two different women, so you can't use one shtar for two different avadim? So the Gemara says, no, v'lavo kivna, did we not already establish that Bryce is b'shnei sharos? Two different documents. He writes one document to one Eved, the other document to the other Eved. It's very parallel to this case of the Gittin as well. So Gemara now tells us, Tani Kavasa the Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Kavasa the Reish Lakish. There is a Bryce that supports Rabbi Yochanan Shita, and there's another Bryce that supports the opinion of Reish Lakish. What are they? Tani Kavasa the Rabbi Yochanan, the Bryce that supports Rabbi Yochanan, whose definition of klal and tofes, as we know already, Chamisha shekasu besocha get ish ploni megarish plonis uploni plonis uploni plonis. It says five different lines of different husbands divorcing different wives. Bizman echal chulun, and there's one date on top. The edim milmat and the edim are below. Kulan kshem. All the above lines are all mutter. Each husband could give this get to their wife. V'tinasin lechalachas v'achas, they give it to each wife. But however, zman lechalach v'achad, if there's a separate date for each line, each couple, then va'edim lamata esha edim nikrani mo kasher. Only that bottom line that the edim are read with them, only that line is considered a good get. But the above lines are not good, considered a good get. Continuing the brayser, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer im yesh revach b'neim pasul. If there, however, is a space in between each line, it's pasul v'im lav kasher. If it's not, it's kasher she'ein zman. Mafsikam. So what's this referring to? What's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir telling us here? What's the space he's referring to? Let's see.
It's space between the zugot.
So he's saying that again. Okay, so therefore, how do you read this thing? That again, if there's a space between each couple, then it's puzzle because he left space for signatures and there are no signatures. But if there is no space, he lines a mamish one after the next. So then, exactly, then he would think, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah thinks the Edom in the bottom would work for all the above Edom, even though they have separate dates written. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah argues on the Braisa, on the Tanakhama, but Rabbi Yochanan is very consistent with the Tanakhama.
So he's like the most maker of all.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
Way more makel than Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference.
But then Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish is more machmir.
Right, so Reish Lakish is Rabbi Yochanan. So you done that. You got three levels. And you have Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, and then you have Rabbi Yochanan.
Exactly.
Right.
So then the Gemara brings a Braisa Tani Kavasat Reish Lakish, which says Chamisha Shekasu Klab B'Soch HaGed. It has this general statement. Ein anu ploni ploni gershanu nishosenu plonis plonis ploni gersh plonis ploni gersh plonis. On the bottom, it repeats each one separately. Vizman echal chulon, and it says one date. V'ha'edim milamata kulon ksheirin. That's mamish what Reish Lakish said. V'tinasein lechalachas v'achas. But if it says man lechalachar v'achar, it has a separate date for each line. V'revach lechalachar v'achar, and there's a space in between each one. V'edim milamata and edim are only below. Es she'edim nikrani mo kasher. Only that bottom line that the edim are read with are kasher. Comes along Rabbi Meir Omer, Afa Pi Shein Revach by name. Even if there is no space between them, he would say Pasul Sheazman Afsikan, because the very fact that you write the date separates between each line item, and the Edom only go on the bottom one, nothing above. So Gemara wants to know now. So that's a brisa that supports Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish, my Yuriya Zman Lechalech Vechad. Why is it only a situation where there's a separate date for each of them? Ha Amar Zman Echalechul Nami Tofes. He said above, even if it says one date for the entire get, that would also be possible according to Reish Lakish. Why does Stavka say Zman Lechalechar Vechad in this Braisa? Gemara says, Hani Mile Hecha Delo Arvinu Meikara. That's only when you did not mix them together from the beginning. Aval Hacha De Arvinu Meikara I Paligal Huzman in Ilola. So what's the difference he's making here? So says Rashi, look at Rashi here, Ul Reish Lakish, he says. Around seven narrow lines up. Reish Lakish, Amai Katani Bahach Demesaile. That brisa that supports him. Why does it say Zman Lechalechar Vechad? Esher Yedim Nikrani Mokasher. Belav Zman Lechalechar Vechad. Nami Psila El Yonim. He said it's possible. Even with Zman Echad, it's possible. Until you write Anu Ploni Ploni Megarish Anu Ploni Suplonis. So Aval Hacha De Arvinu Meikara. Rashi explains the Had De Katani Zman Lechalechar Vechad. That case, we write a separate date for each wife. The Kigon De Katz of Hachi. Hidikatani Reisha Anu Ploni Ploni Girshanu Shnishinu Ploni Shplonis Ploni Girish Plonis Be'achad B'Shabbos Ploni Girish Plonis Be'achad B'Shabbos Dechayin Darvinu. Since you've coupled them together, Meikara Ilo Hadar Afsekinu Bizman Lo Mifseke. So no, Einachanami. If you don't separate them by Zman, you do this and this. You say her and him and him and her. That's connecting them all together. If there is no separation of Zman, then actually one Zman will not be possible. So therefore, only because they're separate Zman, does it separate between these different lines of the couples. Okay. New Mishnah tells us this is going to be a bit of a confusing Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Shnei Gitin Shekasim Zeh Betzad Zeh. You have two Gitin that are written one next to the next. Right, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Berochav HaMegillah. Okay, you have a wide Megillah. So it's kind of like the Asaras Bnei Haman. One column of one get, the other column, the other get.
So it's on the same piece of...
Same piece of paper, exact same piece of paper, but one column for get A.
So you can cut it and make two.
In theory, you could do that, but let's see what the Mishnah says. But right, exactly the text, at least the two separate texts.
Okay.
So let's see the edim. So you have shnei gitim shekasim zeh betzadeh side by side, shnayim v'shnayim edim ivrim by mitachazeh letachazeh. You have two Jewish Hebrew writing edim below it. They're writing below both gitim, and the way you write the name is Reuven ben Yaakov. Let's say so. Reuven is below the right get. But Ben Yaakov is below the left get. Okay. Or you have Shnayim Edim Yivanim. You have people who sign in Greek. And we know Greek is from left to right. They write like in English. So they write, let's say, Reuben, the son of Jacob. So Reuben's below the left one. And the son of Jacob is on the right column now. Okay. You have two of them. Two Greek people writing that direction, left to right. So Bar Mitachazel Tachazel. Esha Edim HaRishonim Nikronimo Kasher. Whichever one that the Edom Rishonim are read with, that's considered kasher. So that means Yaakov ben Reuven going from right to left, and then you have rather Reuven ben Yaakov, then you have Shimon ben Yaakov, even though they're pasul because they're krovim. But let's say whatever it is. So the first line, since the name, their first name is on the below the right get. That right get is good. the left get is no good. But the opposite, if you have Greek writing, so then it's left to right. The first name, Reuben and Samson, so they're going to be...
Edom are good, but any, does it make a difference? Any type of
Edom? Any language.
Yeah?
Yeah. We had... I'm trying to remember when we did the Prisbals. So we were mocked to write Hebrew names when we were signing it. But English works also. Yeah. Okay. The Gemara says now let's see, have a little more complicated. Eid Echad Ivri ve'eid Echad Yivani ve'eid Echad Ivri ve'eid Echad Yivani. Now you're switching back and forth. You have a Hebrew writing, is Greek writing, Hebrew writing, Greek writing now.
So how many signatures are there total?
You only need two, but in this case it's four.
Okay, so there's two going in each direction.
Exactly, but they're different lines. It's Hebrew, Greek, Hebrew,
it
Greek.
It messes up everything.
So let me just understand something. Do you have to be able to cut it in half and have a get on either side?
No.
You don't. So one piece of paper with two columns of text could divorce two women?
No, because only the ones that we're saying right now.
Right, Aides.
We have to see right now, see how this works. But the case beforehand... Only that column that had the first names below was good.
So
Gemara says, so again, bun mitachas zel tachaseh, shneim psulim, they're both puzzle. Both scenarios are puzzle here. Gemara will explain why that is. Okay. So Gemara says, Liskasher, Hai Ruvain, Hai Ben Yaakov, Eid. So that first case where he had two texts next, side by side, Ruvain Ben Yaakov. So why not say Ruvain is below the one column and Ben Yaakov is below the other column? So his signature is below the left column and they should both be kosher. The Hatznan, the Mishnah tells us, Ben Ish Ploni, Eid Kosher. If a person writes, doesn't write his first name, he writes, Ben Yaakov, that alone is good enough. So the Gemara says, the cause of Ruvain ben Akama, Yaakov Eid Abasa. It's where Ruvain ben is below the right column, and just Yaakov Eid is below the other column. So we know he wasn't Yaakov. If he wrote Ruvain, and then ben Yaakov is below the left column, maybe that would actually be good. But it's Ruvain ben is right column, Yaakov's on the left column, that's why it doesn't work. Okay, the Gemara says, okay, Lis Kasher Hai Ruvain ben. Lis Kasher Hai Yaakov Eid. So why not say, Ruvain ben is good under the right one, and Yaakov Eid, it's also good. Yaakov is a good signature. The Mishnah tells us, if a person writes, each ploni aid, kosher. If you write, yoni aid, that's good enough. I don't need to do yoni ben Noach. I could just do my name. So Yaakov aid is below the left column. That should be good. Gemara says, de lo kosev aid. It's where he left out the word aid. Just writing your name Yaakov, that doesn't work. Had it been Yaakov aid, ein hachanami, it would have been good. So both columns would have been good. Vibai Seima, alternatively, the Gemara suggests, the Olam de Kosev Eid. He really wrote Eid. He wrote Yaakov Eid.
I don't understand. I'm sorry. Why would the name of the father alone be kosher if the son is writing?
So that's the very next line. The Gemara says, look at this next line, and you'll hopefully understand everything. I'm not sure why the first answers didn't understand this way, but Ibai's Emel, the Olam de Kosev Eid. He wrote Ruvain Ben on the right column, and he wrote Yaakov Eid in the left column. So it seemingly should be good. Why is it not good? The Adinan Beha Chasima de Lav Yaakovu. We know that Yaakov didn't sign it, so that's why it can't be Yaakov. There you go. The Gemara says now on the top of Abin Beis Vadilma, Bishma Davu Chasim. How do you know? Maybe he signed with his father's name. He signed as Yaakov. That's how he used to sign his name, as Yaakov. Where it says, Lo Shavik Inish Shmei V'chasim Shma Davu. No, who would refer to themselves by his father's name? No one would do that. So that wouldn't be a possibility. What do you mean? Dilma Simana Shavya? Maybe he used his father's name as a nickname. Why? We have cases of Rav Tzair Kavri. Rav would sign his name as a fish. And Rabbi Hanina Harusa, he would use a... we've seen this a few times.
Well, all the Hasidic men that have to sign their checks, they sign it with an X because they can't write English. You know that, right?
No. I assume that's a joke, right? So Rabbi Hanina says Harusa... what the harusa mean? Anaf Shaldeka. He signed it with like a branch of a date tree. Babasra. And also earlier in Daf Lam involved here. Rav Chista Samach. He'd write a Samach as his signature. Rav Hoshaya would write as an Ayin. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Tzaira Mikusa. He would write a those things that was used on a boat, a staff on a boat of some sort.
Why would they do that?
It's easier. When I sign my name, I just do a little scribble. Split second. It saves time.
It's the same thing. They had a staff.
Make a circle. A samach, and that's it. Yeah. Athletes.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone sign, everyone write out your name.
Because you have so many, right? Yeah, okay.
So I my, it takes me.
That it takes much longer to sign.
Rav Chizdi to sign whatever.
Because
each letter is so often.
I'm not sure. Could be. He was a dying, he ate, I don't know.
Imagine writing
each letter.
Imagine writing your name in Hebrew, signing your name in Hebrew. It's impossible.
You pick up the pen each time.
You have to pick up the pen each time, so it would take you 2 hours.
Right.
In English, you just keep on going.
Right.
It had to be on Gittin, by the way. Gittin, you sign your names with Safra, so-so. Right. You have to actually...
Yeah,
it takes 15 minutes to write it in Friday night. So
right.
Samech will take 2 minutes as opposed to the whole name out. So that certainly saves us a lot of time. So Gemara says, okay, so maybe this guy Reuven used Yaakov as his nickname in the way he's signing his name. Yaakov's shorter than Reuven. So Gemara says, Lo chatzav inish l'shavi l'shma davu l'simana. No one says chutzpah to use his father as his own nickname. Gemara says, L'skashir hai b'shnei edim ivrim, L'skashir hai b'shnei edim yivanim. So why not say the case, I think it's going back on the end of the Mishnah, right, the second case, where you had a Hebrew, Greek, Hebrew, Greek. So right. Why are they both possible? Maybe you have two, as you said, you have two, the first names are on the right column, the Hebrew names, and the two Greek names are on the left column, the first names. So why not say they're both good? It's not, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah actually below here, the get Chikosu Ivris, the get that was written in Hebrew, the idea of Yavanis, but the Edom were wrote in Greek or English, let's say, or if it's Yavanis, the text was in Greek, the idea of Ivris, but the Edom were writing in Hebrew, kosher, you don't have to have the same, you don't have to have consistency between the text and the Edom. V'chitza, why are they both not good? V'chitema came in the Muflag v'shnei Shitin, because maybe they're separate on two different lines, it's separated between the different Hebrew, Greek, maybe that won't be good. But v'ha amar chizkiya mileo b'krovim kosher. He holds that if you fill in some of the space between two good edim, you fill in with just nonsense, you fill in with puzzle, krovim relatives, that actually is good. As long as you fill the space in with something, that's good. So this case should be good also, even though there's a Hebrew name separated between the two Greek names, or there's a Greek name separated between the two Hebrew names, that should be good. It's actually a fascinating Rashi. If you look at Rashi, three lines down from the top, V'chitema kevin the muflag. Maybe you're going to suggest, since the Hebrew names are separate by a Greek name, Chasimas edav shnei shitim michtavu osan shitim. They're written in two different lines. Shechasmu ben haban mach mitachas harishon shemas avun tulo michskasher. That's not one I wanted. I'm sorry. The next, I go further down. Mileu Rashi Mileu. La also avir bekrovim. As long as you fill in the space with krovim, anybody kasher, the two kasher edim are still good. De lo kaptin al avira ella avira. We're only concerned with space, but we're not concerned if it's filled with nonsense. The al titam, I don't say, isn't how that's so strange. If you write two krovim, that will actually validate the star. Don't be bothered. Share avir posel b'shlosha besuka schach posel posel barba. Comes to schach, airspace is more a problem than posel schach. Having metal poles, you could allow more metal poles than you can allow airspace. So interesting connection. He's connecting sukkah to gittin. Very, very different cases.
So what's the case here that let's say he dies, Reuven, let's say he says...
Let's say you have a Hebrew line, Reuven.
Reuven ben Yaakov.
And then you have Shimon, Shimon ben, any space.
Right.
Then you have Shimon lower down. Right. So that's going to be possible because there's a space in between. You don't really know.
Looks like there should be another signature
exactly
there.
But if he fills it up with anybody, is that what it is?
You could fill up with, it seems like pictures, any, even an apostle, you could fill it up.
And
it's okay.
Okay.
Which is fascinating.
That's Kiddush.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's halacha. I don't think so.
And it seems like it is halacha, according to the Ein Mishpat.
Yeah.
It's brought down the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, according to this. So you have to look it up. But
could throw you off.
Yeah. So either way, so this should be really kosher. Hebrew, Greek should really be kosher. Both Gittin should be good. So Gemara says, you're right. Tana Zir, Zir actually taught, he learned, Shnein Kesherin. It should have been in the Mishnah that they're both actually kosher. The Tana Didan, so how come our Mishnah doesn't say that though? Is he changing our Mishnah? Maybe our Mishnah is Dilma Gundalis Chasim Bechula Echad Hu De Chasim. Maybe what's Gundalis mean? So Rashi explains Gundalis is that maybe the Greek letters were written in the wrong order. They wrote to the Hebrew side. They wrote going right to left in English, though. So really, all the sides are in one right column and not in the left column. They wrote, let's say, Ben Jacob, comma, Yaakov. So Yaakov really came at the end below the right column. Something like that. So that's the situation. But if it was written in the right direction, Yaakov, Jacob, Ben Reuben, Ben Jacob, it would be good. Both of the Gittin, both texts. Gemara now says the two dots, Eid Echad Ivri Veid Echad Givani. That was the last line of the Mishnah. L'skasher hai be'ed echad ivri ve'ed echad yivani. So why not say v'hai ed echad ivri ve'ed echad yivani? D'hatnan ed echad ivri ve'ed echad yivani kasher. I mean, you're allowed to have two edim kasher even though each aid is signing in different languages. You can have a Greek signature along with a Hebrew signature, and that should be good. So why not allow the gittim above to be good? Now, I don't understand the question so much here, because that would be the case if I have one text, and then below there's Hebrew and then Greek, so then that's fine. But here there are two separate columns. So the Hebrew one's being only read with the right column, and the Greek one's only being read with the left column. So that's a difficulty here. So let's understand this question a little bit better.
There is a...
Did we show him talk about this, yeah? That's fine, don't worry about it. We have a few minutes. Oh, it's today's Wednesday, so we still have 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not fully appreciating this question here.
No.
Let's see, the Gemara answered. What's the answer here? There we go. Hatani Zir. Zir says, Shneim Ksherim. No, actually, they're both good. You're right. It's a good question. You're allowed to have one aid Ivri, one aid Yivani, and therefore both Gittin are Pasul. Or Kasher, rather. How come Aratana Didan Dilma? So what about our Mishnah? Why does our Mishnah say they're both Pasul? Gundalis Chasim. Maybe they sign the guys out of order. Vitzlasa Echad V'chad Echad. Maybe they sign them out of order, and maybe one of the Greek guys signed them out of order. So it ended up being three, the two Hebrew Adim, and one Greek Adim on the right one, and then the other Greek is on the left one. That's why they're not both kosher.
Like this, it seems that it's that you can get confused because it's Reuven ben Yaakov, and then he puts Yosef ben Shimon, and he puts Kehat ben Levi on that. In a sense, of you would seem here ben Shimon Ed Kehat.
Uh-huh.
So this one is spills to this line, and this one starts apart on this one. So it. If you look at straight, it seems that, you know, this one, the end of this one goes into the same line as the beginning of this one. It seems that that's what it is.
Okay, it's very confusing.
It's very confusing. Yeah, you can only do this if you see it, yeah.
Okay. It seems like it's a large discussion in the Mishnah. Okay. Fine, let's start the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us now, Shashiyar b'miksas haget. So let's say they left out some of the text of the get. They started writing on a piece of paper, and then they ran out of room at the bottom, so they started picking up on the other side, v'kasu b'daf hasheni, they write it on the second column. So then the lach is v'edim milmata, and the edim are below now, below the second column. Kasher, the entire gets kasher. V'chasmu edim v'rosh hadaf.
What is it?
He had a wide document, two columns wide.
Ah.
Started writing the text, ran out of room, so started picking up with the next column.
Right.
And the edim were only below the other column. That's good. That edim goes back on the entire text above. But let's say chasmu edim v'rosh hadaf. Let's say he writes it on the top of the daf before all the text. Or Minatari writes it on the side, O Me'achrav, or on the back of it, Beget Pasha, talking about a regular Get Pasha, because Get Mekusha, we're allowed to write, we're supposed to write on the back, we're talking about Get Pasha, a straight Get. The halacha is, it's Pasul, has to be below. Hikiv Rosh Shel Zeh Beta Rosh Shel Zeh. Let's say you have them, Va'idim Be'emsa. I think it's a situation where you write it, you know, the texts are backwards.
Like this, one up and one down.
One up, one down. Okay, that's right. Okay, fine.
Down, this one
okay, fine. So you do that, and the Edom are be'emsa, shneim psulim. They're both pasul. Because it turns out the Edom are above both states. No matter how you look at it,
right.
They're always above. Let's say, sofa shazeb, but sofa shazeb. Let's say they're exactly the other way around. The Edom be'emsa, esha Edom nekrami mo kasher. Whichever one the Edom are read below,
right.
that text is good. Roshel shazeb, but sofa shazeb. The bottom of the one is the top of the next one. They're one below the next. So then the lach is Edom be'emsa, so esh Edom nikrim besofo kasher. The top one is good because Edom are read with the top text, but they're not part of the one that's below the Edom.
Pretty simpler than it sounds.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's amazing how they could explain it in a few words. Getcha kasu ivris ve'edi of Yivanis. Yivanis ve'edi of ivris, okay, inconsistent with the text versus the sign signatures. Ivris eidachad ivri, eidachad Yivani. One eid is Greek, one eid is Hebrew. Kasav ksav sofer ve'ed. All those cases are all kosher. Ish ploni eid, kosher. If you write Ruvain, eid is kosher. If you write Ben Ish ploni, just simply the son of Yaakov, that's also aid, that's kosher. If you write Ish ploni ben Ish ploni without velo kasav aid, you write Reuven ben Yaakov, that also is kosher. V'kach haya niki hadas shebishlam also, and that's what the niki hadas shebishlam, that's what they would do, is kasav chanikasav chanikasav kosher. If there would be a nickname, so then they would write this as well. I believe in Mike Suva, it says, Yonasan Binyamin ben David Noach Halevi, or you may Shenikru Yoni, or something like that. I think that's what it says on my Ksuba. You write all the nicknames as well to include everything. Okay, maybe we'll stop here this way. Everyone will pick up tomorrow with us.
Yeah.